And now to finish off this week, Hannah Critchlow has been busy scratching her barnet, in inverted commas, for our question of the week.
This week, we rinse a question asked by James in Cambridge. He wrote in with this.
Hi. Looking around at the neighbourhood cats, it struck me that most of them, and indeed most mammals, have patterned fur with several different colours. This made me wonder why humans tend to have uniform colour hair on their heads, faces and bodies. Why is this? Has there ever been anyone with multicoloured or patterned hair, or is it always uniform colour?
So, can you get a tabby human? And if not, why not? First up, we strip into the genetics of hair colour.
So I'm Professor Ian Jackson. I'm at the MRC Human Genetics Unit in the University of Edinburgh. We understand a bit about the genetics of human hair colour. We know the gene that causes red hair, for example, and we know some of the genes make blonde versus dark hair. But in humans, we never see coloured patterns in the hair. Now, in cats and many other mammals, we see a whole range of patterns. Cats have this stripy, tabby pattern. So the stripes are caused by a gene called aminopeptidase Q. And when this gene is missing, the cats lose that stripy pattern and have a more blotched pattern where the stripes become irregular. We have this aminopeptidase Q gene. It clearly isn't doing the same thing in humans. We don't actually know what it's doing. Cats also have that tortoiseshell or calico pattern. That's caused by a gene on the X chromosome that makes orange pigment. And females have two X chromosomes. Females shut down one of the X chromosomes at random in different cells. So if she has one orange X chromosome and one black X chromosome, then you get a mixture of orange and black patches. It's the classic tortoiseshell pattern. And tortoiseshell cats are always female.
Also, the pointed pattern in Siamese cats, where the ears, nose and extremities are darker, stems from a mutated colour gene that switches off at higher body temperatures. So humans seem to have simple genetic rules for hair colour, and they don't respond to the patterning genes in the same way as cats, which is why you don't generally get a tabby human. There are exceptions to this, though. People with piebaldism do show patches of white hair, even at a young age. Their melanocytes, so the cells that produce the pigment for hair colour, have been mutated and switched off, and it's this that produces the colourless patches. And Clifford Kay suggests on the forum that cats' hair colour patterns may reflect camouflage, helping cats with stealthy hunting and preventing them from becoming prey. Well, with that one soaked up, we move on to our next question. Logan wrote in with this.
I want to be a space scientist when I grow up. First, I want to do an experiment at home. I want to find out if we can grow plants on Mars. So to test this, how can I make a small Mars at home?
So can you make a miniature Martian environment here on Earth? And if so, how? What would you make it from? Send us your thoughts by posting on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can join in our live debate on the forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum. Or you can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com.
Hannah Critchlow, who will be back next week, helping Logan. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you to our guests, Hannah Siddle, Elizabeth Murchison and Richard Wells. The production this week was by Hannah Critchlow and Ben Vowsler. And next time, we're out in space. We're looking at asteroids and what threats that they might pose to the Earth. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you for listening.